Cut three, cut two, cut one. We're rolling.
Bart Cop Radio.
It's brutal and inexcusable.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. It's Bart Cop Radio. Bart Cop Radio.
Now, leaving these entertaining effects, we turn to music, which is, after all, the main purpose of this wonderful...
The leader of the Democrats, Harry Reid, said this on Tuesday, "The idea of Republicans reforming themselves is like asking John Gotti to clean up organized crime." And he put out a lengthy release from his office, replete with comments about his colleagues. The very next day, he issued this statement: "I'm writing to apologize for the tone of this document and the decision to single out individual senators for criticism in it. I regret the current political climate in which policy disputes escalate too quickly into personal commendation. The document released by my office yesterday went too far. I apologize and am sorry for the content and tone of the document."
More and more, Harry Reid is reminding me of Alan Colmes, and that's not a compliment. For years I've said Alan Colmes seems to exist to make Hannity look good. Every time Hannity has a point, Alan Colmes comes back with a poorly thought out, half wimpy, half excuse, pretend challenge to what Hannity said. Again, as I've said many times, he's like the team that loses to the Harlem Globetrotters every game. He exists only to make the other side look good. Harry Reid seems to be reading a page from the Alan Colmes playbook, that why don't we pretend to say something and then grovel and apologize the first time someone says, "Are you sure?" "Oh, no, I'm sorry. All those things I said, I didn't mean it. I'm the leader of the Democrats, so I'm going to bend over and take a yes every time someone complains. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I take it all back. I'm a bad man. That's what we Democrats are. We make wild, unfounded charges. We shit our mouths off when we don't mean it. And we have to take it all back the next day because everybody knows godly Bush and the saintly Republicans are above reproach. Where was my head? How could I possibly doubt them? How could I cast aspersions on their perfect character? I'm Harry Reid and I'm sorry. I'm real sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I'm very, very, very sorry that I'm leading the Democrats. I'd like to apologize again. Oh, shoot me." Someone told me, "Bart, you don't understand. When Harry Reid apologizes, that's the attack, because he acts like what I said went too far, but somehow tongue-in-cheek, sly, wink-wink, everybody knows what he said was true." Well, I don't think the voters or the Republicans understand sly, wink-wink. I think they understand a sledgehammer to the top of the head. I think that's the only thing that gets through in today's America. And the idea that he stealthily is going to apologize, which is actually an attack, what kind of fucking logic is that? The Republicans attack all day, 24/7, constantly, and they keep winning. And the Democrats have got some genius idea of winning through surrender. Boy, I'm tired of winning through surrender. Anyone else tired of winning through surrender? How did Harry Reid get this job? Just like John Kerry, who made a big thing out of mortgaging his house. Because by God, he was so serious. He was going to win so bad. He was here to fight. So by God, he's going to bet his house on his victory. That's how certain he is. Yeah, like it's hard to bet your house when your wife owned ketchup, I'm sure. Well, now here we got Harry Reid. I assume he fought to get to the position of Senate Minority Leader. And now that he's got the reins, now that he's driving the bus, "I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm very, very, very sorry. I'm sorry I shut off my mouth again. Everyone knows the Republicans are good and decent and honest, and Bush is the greatest president we ever had, and I'm just running my mouth because I'm a Democrat, and I'm stupid, and I don't know any better, and I'm an idiot, and I'm sorry, and I'm very, very sorry." Oh, God. Tell you what, could you put old Bart in charge of the Senate just for 90 days? And by God, if I can't turn it around in 90 days, then shoot me. That's all I'm asking. Shoot me.
Untouchable. You think you're untouchable.
Predictions, Pat.
Islamist triumphs all across the Middle East and free elections will cause Mr. Bush to revisit the idea that free elections are the way to go.
Kind of an interesting thought there from old Pat Buchanan. I think he just said that Muslims and Arabs can't be trusted with the vote, which sounds a lot like the Republican idea that women can't be trusted with their own reproductive decisions. So what's that mean, though? Freedom is only for white people?
Eleanor?
New and unlikely matinee hero Al Gore, starring in an independent film about the importance of the issue of global warming. It'll be in your theaters, and I think it will change the thinking on the importance of that issue, dealing with that issue.
I'm glad people are facing
up. He's predicting we have 10 years before the end of the world.
That's what a Republican does when a Democrat tries to explain that we're about to go over the cliff, we're about to go over the Niagara Falls environmentally. And all they can do is point and laugh. That Gore is such an idiot. He thinks that polluting the air and polluting the water and screwing up the country, oh, he thinks it's just so awful. Oh, you know how those crazy environmental liberals are. Oh, and they just go on and on and on. Meanwhile, the Republicans are making money by defecating in their own front yard. And as the decades go by, in their entire front and backyards are nothing but gooey piles of defecation. Then they're going to say, how did this happen? How did we get in this mess? Well, what happens is you ridiculed all the people who said you ought not to defecate in your front yard.
President Bush in the State of the Union next week will say something to the effect of, Iran will not go nuclear on my watch.
I don't think he said that, did he? And the facts are that on his watch, bin Laden struck within the United States about 2 weeks after he promised he would. North Korea went nuclear. Iran is going to go nuclear. The price of oil's tripled. We lost New Orleans. The whole world hates us. $11 trillion missing from the Treasury, and probably another $20 trillion is going to be gone by the time Bush leaves office. 2,200 dead soldiers. The economy in shambles. Healthcare gone to hell. Everything's gone to hell. The whole world's gone to hell because this idiot stole power. And the Democrats didn't bother to fix the Diebold machines, so he won a second election.
The weakness of the economy in the fourth quarter is going to extend somewhat into the next year, and there may be one more rise in the federal funds rate, and then it'll flatten out and begin to go down before the end of this year.
The economy is weak now?
The economy, the GDP grew by 1.1% in the fourth quarter, the lowest rate in several years.
Is there a bubble bursting we don't know about?
Well, the bubble, it's not bursting. It's the housing, quote unquote, has slowed down. That's been a
unhelpful
big part of the
photos of President Bush and admitted felon lobbyist Jack Abramoff will surface in the media soon, calling into question the White House claims that the president, quote unquote, didn't know Abramoff. Bye bye.
God, was it 10 years ago? 10 years ago, February 1996. We were still in Atlanta. We hadn't gone to Chicago yet, had we, Kathy? And somebody sent me an email and said, you got to check out, there's this guy out in Oklahoma putting together a website. His name is Bart Kopp. I said, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, all right. Delete. It wasn't until about a year later that I really got tuned in to BartKopp.com. Are you all familiar with this? He's been online for 10 years. He has a radio program. Is it online radio program? I haven't subscribed to Bart Kopp, so I can't. He offered one time. He said, I'll give you the programs free. And I said, no, that's not fair. He said, well, I was just kidding. I need the money. But if you haven't gone to BartKopp.com, let me just say that it is one of the best sites on the Internet. Now, Barr always says that consortiumnews.com is the most important site on the Internet, and he may be right. But one of the most entertaining is BartKopp.com. So if you haven't gone there, go. It's just some of the humor there and the links and the stuff, it's amazing. And he runs that site the way we run this radio program. What does he have, Kathy? A staff of himself? And I think his wife assists a bit, and maybe, I guess he's got a couple of people that help out a little bit. But it's a one or two or three or maybe four person operation at any given time from Oklahoma, for God's sake. No offense to Oklahomans, but you know, you just don't expect something as powerfully progressive and liberal as BartCop.com coming out of Oklahoma. Now, he and I don't agree on everything. We have a bone of contention between us, he doesn't know this, about Hillary Clinton. He's a great supporter of Hillary, and you know my feelings about her. But I'm on the same page as Bart Kopp on just damn near everything. And it's not, you know, I don't go there to be reinforced. I go there because it's so damned entertaining to check and informative to check out his website. Is this, what am I doing? I'm not giving you a pitch. He's not asking for money. I'm just saying, man, 10 years, this guy has been turning out some of the best internet humor, political humor out there. So check him out.
And you go there to steal.
That's right. I steal a lot of material from Bart Kopp. Over the years, I've tried to back off because there are much more websites now to steal from. But in the beginning, I didn't have that many that I could steal from. And Bart Kopp was in an unending supply of good material that wound up in my program. And occasionally I would credit him, and occasionally I'd just pretend like it was all mine. You know, and I'm sure that some sort of karmic smack in the face is going to come back for that one. But I credit everybody now. I don't take anybody's stuff without lots and lots of credit. If you go to, send him an email. What's his email? Bart Kopp. I don't know. Bart@BartKopp.com. Is that what it is, Kathy? Bart@BartKopp. Just like it sounds. .com. Send him an email. Just say congratulations, happy 10th anniversary, and go check out the site. You know, I said a long time ago, I usually begin my day at Buzzflash, for obvious reasons, and I end my day, usually at 2 o'clock in the morning, at Bart Kopp. And in the middle, during the program, you know, I hang out with Democratic Underground, I hang out with Common Dreams, I hang out with Truth Out, wherever Will Pitt's lurking, I try to hang out with him a little bit, you know. But I start the day with Buzzflash, and I wind up the day with Bart Kopp. He usually doesn't have his site completely up for the day until late afternoon anyway, does he? All right, that's all I got to say. I think he's a great American. He is one of the most honest people I have ever not met. We've never met. We've had conversations on the phone. But I'll tell you, when the barricades go up, as they might, I wouldn't mind being in the immediate vicinity, fully armed, of course, with Bart Kopp and his crew. Love you, Bart. Happy anniversary. Happy 10th. Keep the hammer clunking, bro.
Getting into a subject very briefly, and I know how you like when I do the briefly because sometimes I tend to ramble. Saw a headline in the U.S. Hoarder Day. Right here in my hand. I didn't even read the story. A lot of times you can just see the headline and you know all you need to know. A headline, number one headline in the paper. This is the Friday, Saturday Super Bowl edition, U.S. Hoarder Day. Biggest headline in the paper, another $120 billion sought for Bush's bloody quagmire. And as you guessed, I'm out of... flirted a little bit with that title. About another $120 billion. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a mathematician. Well, I'm an amateur mathematician. I know nothing about budgets. I know nothing about Medicare. I know nothing about old people's medicine. Well, that's a lie, too. But it'd be my wild guess that $120 billion could probably pay for the medicines for every person in this country who's 65 or older. Every damn person in the country, in my wild guess, could probably get free prescriptions if Bush had spent the $120 million here instead of making his friends rich in Iraq. And you notice the biggest word in there is another $120 billion. Besides, you know, the trillion-dollar tax cuts that he's borrowing from China and the Saudis, now this another $120 billion. In 90 days, we're going to pick up the paper, and it's going to be another $120 billion. And all the time, he's giving trillions to the super rich. 120 billion here, 120 billion there. There goes another dead thousand soldiers, another 120 billion, another trillion for the super rich. There goes another dead thousand soldiers. Boy, it's almost like the country's going in the wrong direction. But you wouldn't know that from the State of the Union address. Old Bush was all cheery and smiley, and we're going to win, and it's no big deal, and the insurgents in their last throes. And oh, and we have to be sure and stop those human-animal hybrids. John Stewart's got a little thing to say about that, which is funny. Oh, speaking of, there's a lot of John Stewart in this episode. And, you know, look at it this way. If you're going to steal, steal from the best. But one of the biggest reasons I like a lot of John Stewart, not only because he's about as funny as a mother effer can be, is that he's got all the sound clips. Boy, I wish I could subscribe to some service for $50 a month where I could get all the sound clips. But no, if I want to get a sound clip of Bush saying something stupid or, you know, just somebody with a little sound clip, John Stewart's the place to go. But anyway, to close out this segment, promised it'd be short, another $120 billion to throw into this endless quagmire. And trust me, April 1st, another $120 billion. Meanwhile, seniors can go fuck themselves. If you want to eat dog food and your medicine, fine. If you want to skip the medicine and have some real food and die early, that's okay with Bush. That's less of a drain on Medicare. So he doesn't mind. That's less Social Security money they have to pay out. He doesn't mind. Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with the American people that they reelected this crazy, warmongering, money-eating bastard? Another trillion for the super rich. Another 1,000 dead soldiers. Another $120 billion to Iraq. Jesus, I miss Clinton.
Cop, right wing Jack. What's it like losing? All you do is lose. You can't win. You can't even filibuster correctly. Teddy Boy and Johnny Boy can't even get their crap together. Butch will never be impeached.
That was good. Did you say Butch will never be impeached? I think you did.
Butch will never be impeached. He'll finish his term. He'll go down with a legacy from here to hell.
Gee, I don't know, dude. Is that a good thing to have a legacy from here to hell?
Your boy Clinton has no legacy.
Oh, I think you might be wrong about that. Sure, they might remember the blowjob, but they're mostly going to remember the 8 years of peace and prosperity. Stock market tripled. Everybody had a job. And Clinton never sent a soldier into battle that didn't come home alive. How does your boy stack up on those criteria?
Your party has no legacy. You can't win at the ballot box.
Well, now, before we got the crooked voting machines, Clinton won in 92, Clinton won in 96, Gore won the popular vote in 2000, and we're not sure what happened in Ohio in 2004 when Bush's campaign manager was Secretary of State, just like 2000. They had to have an insider certify the quick count. How come you guys can't win honest?
You will not take the House or Senate. You will continue to lose.
You might be half right about that. As long as we fail to fight, we will continue to lose.
So keep up your left-wing website agenda. Make fun of oil. Make fun of Bush. Post your little immature kitty pictures of the gentleman up there as much as you want.
Well, thank you for that. I think I will.
You continue to lose. You cannot win.
Well, I understand what you're trying to say, but like a bad marksman, you just can't hit your mark. We can't win if we don't fight. Democrats like to go into a fight with their hands cuffed behind them, and I'm not sure why. They refuse to fight, and that pisses me off, frankly. But you are correct. As long as we're too scared to throw a punch, odds are you guys are going to squeak out a victory with the help of Diebold and kicking them black voters off the rolls. How come you guys can't win with black voters?
Cop, it's Danny Detroit. I'm working the Hillary campaign here in Michigan. Planning ahead. Laying the groundwork. God, who are these old guys? 2006. the day the old Who fans rise up to the top, reclaim our country.
Danny in Detroit. Thank you for that, dude. Gives me an opportunity to remind people that the new BART phone is absolutely toll-free, and you don't have to be sober to call in. Thank you for reminding me there, dude. We'd also like to get some more monkey callers. So I'm going to put up some notices to let the monkey people call in. Because, oh, what could be more fun than kicking a monkey's ass verbally? It's one thing to kick a monkey's ass with the typewritten word, but, oh, you get so much more blood on the floor when you get to do it verbally.
Hi, Bart. This is Nelson. Glad you got a dial-in line now. This is great. I just wanted to tell you I've been viewing your site for the last 5 years or so, and it has kept me from being depressed over the current situation, and I really find it difficult to stomach the kinds of things that are happening these days without you. So keep hammering. Bye-bye.
Hey, dude, that was really nice. Appreciate that. I shall continue to hammer those who need hammering.
All right, Bart, just let you know the 800 number works. This is the NSA. We've been listening. And we don't like what we hear, Mr. Barkup. So just watch yourself and stay off small airplanes. Hey, Bart, keep up the great work, man. We love you. Bye.
Hey, it's a Bart phone. Great idea. Hey, I live in Connecticut, Bart, and I'm calling to apologize to everybody for that Joe Lieberman. I can't tell you how upset I got seeing that picture of him hopping up before even the Republicans to applaud Dur Monkey during the State of the Union speech. Man, that pissed me off. Keep up the work, Bart. Keep hammering away. You're one of our few guiding lights, and I don't know what we'd do without you. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Dude, thanks for that. And if you, the listener, notice, these calls are getting better and clearer each time. What happened, Prakel put in this new phone system, sometime over the weekend. And then people start calling it Saturday, Sunday, and today is Monday. And Prakel's been tweaking the system, and these calls are getting clearer and clearer. You know, the best thing about these calls, in the old days, when you called the regular phone that was in Tulsa, then I'd have to sit here with this little voice recorder. There's a wire that goes from the phone to the little voice recorder, and then I unplug that and then go from the voice recorder into the mixer and then the mixer into the computer. And that's a bunch of crap. It took all day. This new system, these phone calls show up on the computer in the inbox. So all I got to do is click on it, and damn, the call starts. So this will be cool. So we're going to have more calls in every show. So you, the listener, need to be calling. Call with a question or try to stump me or something. It's the day before the Super Bowl, and the U.S. Whore Today has got a thing in there about the great commercials we've seen in the past. And one of the all-time greats is the Mean Joe Green commercial, where the kid shares his Coke. Sounds like a crime. But I've seen a takeoff commercial on that, starring Pam Anderson. Now, she's not my favorite, but it was a funny little commercial. It showed Pam, I guess she's coming off stage, who knows, I wasn't paying too close attention. And there's a kid standing there with a Coke in his hand. And Pamela Anderson walks by, and the kid says, hey, Miss Anderson, would you care for my Coke? And she says, no, thank you, little boy. He's like 10 or something. He says, oh, please, you sure you don't want the Coke? She looks at him and thinks, well, poor little kid, all right. She says, okay, sonny, I'll take your Coke. And she turns it upside down and kills it. She looks at the kid and says, thanks, kid. And she turns around and starts to walk away. And the kid says, wait a minute. And she turns around and said, what? And he says, you're supposed to give me your shirt.
Well, all I want is to just be free, live my life the way I want. check in with Stephen Colbert at the Colbert Report. Stephen!
John, interesting interview with Bernard Henri Lévy.
Thank you, Stephen.
To hear a Frenchman's perspective on America, c'est magnifique.
I see.
You two really je ne sais quoi your fromage into some savoir-faire, n'est-ce pas?
Stephen, that doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, quel dommage, Jean Stuart.
Obviously, Stephen, you're not a fan of the French.
French? I thought it was Belgian.
He's French.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Sorry, Bernard. I thought you were a muscle-digging waffle lover.
During Tuesday's State of the Union address, President Bush outlined his foreign policy plan for the next 3 years, saying this.
Abroad, our nation is committed to an historic long-term goal. We seek the end of tyranny in our world.
Offer not valid in Africa, Central America, or Saudi Arabia.
I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
While giving the speech, President Bush was interrupted more than 50 times by applause and once by a Dennis Hastert Dorito fart. Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, and the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus are creating a new group that will include all of their members. It will be called the Congressional Black Eyed Peas.
This can't go on.
I gotta get back.
And to your wife?
Yeah.
What she got that I ain't got?
HBO. Bill Maher's coming back. God knows I can't quit him.
Hey. What do you say if I rig us up some cable?
Ain't nobody's business but ours.
Real Time with Bill Maher. All new season starts Friday, February 17th.
Tiffany Prince, a 17-year-old New York girl, broke the city's high school girls' basketball scoring record when she scored 113 points in a game this week, leading her team to a 137-32 victory. To be fair, they were playing the Knicks.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Hi there. As you probably figured out, this ain't Bart. Because you can tell from this radio show, I'm much better looking. However, I must admit that I've been drinking vodka and am probably slurring my speech. My apologies. You see, these last two radio shows have been a bit of a hurdle due to the simultaneous breakdowns of both mine and Bart's computers. For me, it was a simple matter of the main boot drive's mechanical failure. For him, it's because A, he's running Windows, and B, he's from Oklahoma. More on that later. But it does mean that these last two shows were edited on a 400 MHz G3 Mac laptop from 1998, which, in computer terms, means it should not be possible. But both Bart and I realize that the show must go on. And thus, we will both be back in full swing next week. Nevertheless, the moral of the story is twofold. One, always, I mean always, back up personal data and things you'd think you'd miss if a hard drive fails. Trust me, it's a life-altering thing. You go, oh crap, everything I am online, everything on my hard drive, everything I'm used to is gone. Back up your hard drive. Do it tomorrow. And the other part of the moral, number two, never, ever let the radio producer tell a joke to end the program. So here goes. There was this racehorse, and it was on the track, and it was going around the track in the middle of its race. And, you know, it was in the middle of the pack, and it was thinking to itself, you know, I used to be much younger. I used to be able to win all these races, but I just don't have the stamina anymore. And on that last curve, when, you know, it almost given up hope, but on that last curve of the track, all of a sudden, it felt like a red-hot poker was being shoved up its ass. Well, hello, pain. So it just tore down the track and won the race by a nose. Well, later on, that horse was in a bar talking to another horse, and it told the story. And the other horse says, you know, that is so strange. I was on that same track in an earlier heat, and I was neck and neck with this one filly, and we were going around the track, and, you know, I thought, you know what, I'm going to win this one. I'm keeping up with this younger filly. I can do this. But towards that last lap, I couldn't keep up. I was losing my stamina, and I realized I was going to lose to this younger filly. But on that last curve, I felt like I had a red-hot poker being shoved up my ass. Well, you know, I went crazy and I just tore down the track and I won the race by over 3 lengths of a horse. I mean, whoa, can you believe that? The other horse goes, man, that is crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. Oh, it is. Well, man, I don't get it. I don't either. This greyhound that was at a table next to him in the bar goes, pardon me, gentlemen, I couldn't help but overhearing your conversation. What you see, I was in the greyhound races on that same track the day before. I was running around chasing that mechanical rabbit, like I do. And I'm telling you right now, I was in the middle of the pack with the rest of the dogs. And I didn't think I would make the end. I just didn't even have the stamina. I was almost dead last. But I'm telling you right now, I was almost dead last. But, you know, towards that last corner, the last roundabout, I'm telling you right now, I felt like I had a red-hot poker being shoved up my ass. And so I just, you know, howled and scratched, and I just tore down the track. And I won the race by a nose. And the two horses turned around and said, how bizarre. A talking dog. Okay, did I mention that next week's show would be a lot better than this week's? Well, there you go. On behalf of myself and Bart Cop, we'd like to thank the subscribers for doing what you do, subscribing. And due to the fact that my laptop doesn't have access to my whole MP3 library, which I just lost, you get to hear some crappy song that I recorded about 7 years ago. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Bart Cop.
our